The story is called The Farm. This is part 5. During the day, Bianca spent her time in her RV while Jay did farm chores. He dropped by several times to check on her. I think he's hoping I'm horny, Bianca thought. I am, but I don't want to interrupt his chores. We'll have time together tonight. I'll make sure we get enough of each other then. Rodney followed Jay around the farm and watched him do chores. He jumped in when Jay needed help. Jay felt annoyed at first, but then appreciated Rodney's assistance. The boy had a knack for picking things up quickly. He even made a few suggestions about how Jay could improve his tasks. Jay found himself reluctantly liking Rodney. He wondered what Cindy was feeling at work. So did Rodney. He couldn't wait to see her when she came home. Rodney didn't know if Jay knew they had spent the night together. Jay didn't, but he wouldn't have cared. Cindy was an adult, and he respected her freedom to choose whom she wanted to be with. He knew she wouldn't do anything risky. By the end of the day, Jay felt he knew Rodney well enough to feel he wouldn't do anything to harm Cindy. But Jay wasn't about to change his low opinion of truckers. Rodney was the exception. The rest were still filth, especially the one Deborah ran away with. Jay would shoot that mother trucker if he ever saw him again. He wouldn't shoot Deborah, though. He couldn't. Jay was still in love with her. That evening, they all enjoyed a second lavish dinner together. Jay had again prepared enough for several nights, but felt happy to share it with guests, especially Bianca. Rodney, too. The kid's all right, Jay thought grudgingly. Cindy and Rodney sat opposite and couldn't stop looking at each other. Jay expected one or both to stab their faces with an empty fork because they weren't paying attention to eating. Their minds were elsewhere. Bianca already knew where Cindy and Rodney's thoughts were. Jay figured it out, but didn't know how he felt about it. He wasn't concerned because he wanted to protect Cindy, but because he'd taken a liking to Rodney and thought he'd be sorry to see the boy drive off in his semi. Jay knew Cindy would feel the same way. He wondered if he could do anything to help them. Bianca had thought about them all day. She understood that she broke down on that desolate rural blacktop so they could meet. Now it seemed obvious they ought to be together. But how? Rodney couldn't stay at the farm, and Cindy wouldn't go off with him. Bianca decided she and Jay should discuss the kid's dilemma when they snuggled under the blankets in the gazebo after dinner. "Those kids," Jay said, "seem to like each other, wouldn't you say?" Bianca said. Jay smiled. "Like isn't the word I'd use," he said. "I had the same feeling," Bianca agreed. "But their lives are completely different, Bianca. I don't see how it could work." "There must be a way, Jay. Do you think us old folks can come up with a solution?" "Who you calling old? I was pretty young and feisty last night," Jay reminded Bianca. She smiled. "Yeah, you were. And I'm hoping you'll be again tonight if you feel up to it." Bianca, I'm feeling up to it right now if you'd like to check." "I'll take your word, Jay. About the kids, you think there's any way?" He interrupted her. "Look, I'd take the boy on tomorrow if Cindy asked me to. But I wonder if his heart'd be in it. He seems to love the idea of truckin'. All he talked about today was the places he wanted to see. I don't see him putting down roots." "I think he already has," Bianca replied. "What do you mean?" "Here, Jay." "What do you mean?" "What do you think they did after we went to your bedroom last night?" "Oh, I guess I didn't realize," Jay replied. Bianca didn't see him blush in the darkness. "I guess it's serious then." "You could say that, Jay. I don't know what's going to happen when he goes to leave." Bianca paused. Jay waited. He felt there was more she wanted to say. "Speaking of leaving, I have to be on my way tomorrow." "So this will be our last night together?" he asked. Bianca nodded. "I'm sorry." "Don't be," Jay replied. "I'm not." His reply surprised her. "You're not? I knew you weren't the staying kind, Bianca, and I don't care. Just having you for two nights is more than I ever dreamed possible," she sighed. "Jay, why is a sweet guy like you not married? You'd make some woman very happy." "I would, but there's no one around here. And I won't leave to go anywhere else. You see the problem?" "Yeah, and I wish I could fix it," Bianca said. "Fix it?" Jay asked. "It's kind of what I do. I'm drawn to places because problems need fixing. Something, like God or the universe or fate, thinks I can help, so I go and do what I can." "Are you any good at it?" Jay asked. Bianca smiled. She liked his question. Pretty good, mostly. But I've messed up a few times, too. Nobody got hurt, but nobody got helped, either.
You can't expect to be perfect, Jay commented.
I don't, but I'd like to have some positive effect, at least. Right now, I'm stumped. I got two problems, and I don't know what to do about either one.
Wait, Bianca. Am I one of those problems?
Well, yeah. I think you and Cindy need help.
Jay frowned. She may need a fairy godmother, but I don't, he replied.
Don't be offended, Jay.
He was.
I thought you liked me, Bianca. Are you doing this because you feel sorry for me?
Not at all.
I'm doing this because I liked you the minute I laid eyes on you. I prayed you didn't have a missus so I could have you the way I wanted you.
Jay didn't reply. Bianca wondered if maybe they weren't going to have another playful night of wonderful sex.
That's how it works out sometimes, she thought. I'll never get used to it, though.
They were quiet for a few moments.
Weather report said it might rain, Jay commented.
Really? Bianca replied.
Yeah, see, it's clouded up already. The stars are gone. No reason to stay out here in the damp.
You're getting chilly, Jay? Let's go inside to warm up.
Good idea. I'd like to build a nice fire.
That's not the kind of warm-up I meant, Jay, and you know it.
He laughed.
Yeah, I got no firewood anyway.
That's not the kind of wood I'd like, either.
Shall we sneak upstairs again? We don't want to bother the kids.
They didn't. The kids were together in their own little world.
The next morning, they somehow all found their way to the breakfast table at the same time. Jay cooked a huge omelet. Bianca made pancakes and coffee. Cindy and Rodney sat opposite each other again. They seemed to be glowing. Bianca felt worn out. Her last night with Jay had been better than the first. Their relationship was ending, but Rodney's and Cindy's relationship was just beginning. Bianca had laid awake thinking about how she could help keep it going, and she'd had an idea.
So, Rodney, got any plans for today? Bianca asked.
You're welcome to join me again, Jay replied before Rodney spoke. I enjoyed your company yesterday as much as my niece enjoyed it at night.
Uncle Jay, Cindy said. She tried not to blush.
Well, I got to call my dispatcher. I'm probably in trouble already. I'm going to tell her I broke down, but I got help and should be on my way soon.
And then what, Rodney? Bianca asked.
And then he has to leave, Cindy replied glumly. Work comes first, right, Rod?
Rodney nodded.
Unfortunately, yes, it does. Those dogs want their food. They won't wait forever.
But what about you, Rodney? Bianca asked. What do you want?
The look on Rodney's face told everyone what he wanted. It was Cindy.
He looked at her. I don't want to leave, but I have to. I'm really sorry.
Cindy wanted to soothe Rodney. It's okay, she said. They all knew it wasn't.
It's obvious you kids were meant for each other, Bianca commented.
Cindy frowned. And I had a thought. What if you could be together without giving up what you cared about?
What do you mean? Cindy asked.
Lots of truckers take their wives along. They form teams and travel together. It can be a wonderful relationship with the road and each other.
Cindy's face fell. She wasn't about to give up the Samuelson farm.
And most farmers hire seasonal help, Bianca went on. Sometimes there isn't enough help around. What if Rodney worked the farm part of the year and he and Cindy worked the highway part of the year? Do you think that would make you both happy?
It would make me happy, Jay said enthusiastically.
Bianca smiled at him. She felt sorry she was leaving in a few hours.
I don't know, Cindy replied.
We could try it first before we make any decisions, Rodney said.
A wise suggestion, Bianca agreed. But you two should talk it over thoroughly before you do anything.
We will, Bianca, Cindy replied. Thanks. You've been a big help.
It was my pleasure. You're both very special. We have each other's phone numbers. I hope we'll stay in touch.
Jay looked at Bianca.
So what are your plans for the day? He asked.
He already knew she had to leave, but secretly hoped she might change her mind. He wanted to thank her privately for her suggestion about Cindy and Rodney.
I have to be at a county fair in New York in a couple of days, so I'll be on my way, Bianca said.
Thanks to Cindy, my RV is fixed. I don't anticipate any problems, but I hate to leave. This place is lovely, and you're all wonderful. I'll always consider you part of my extended family.
Does that mean you might visit us again? Jay asked.
Bianca nodded.
I might drop in if it wouldn't be any trouble.
It won't, Cindy and Jay replied simultaneously. Then Bianca had a sudden thought. But I don't really know where I am. I don't even know how I got here. Jay grinned. I'll draw you the best map you ever saw, he said. They all laughed, and then they got up. Cindy had to head off to her job at Amazon. She kissed Rodney before she left. Then she kissed Bianca. Thank you, Cindy whispered. Thank you. You fixed my broke-down RV. Cindy winked at Bianca. It wasn't really broke down, was it? It wasn't? Rodney asked. Cindy and Bianca grinned at each other. Their time together ended. Not wanting to move on, they knew they had to. Bianca hoped Cindy and Rodney would find a way to stay together, and Jay would find a woman as wonderful as he was. Later that morning, Bianca hit the road. Traveling was lonely, but happy memories filled her empty hours. She'd enjoyed her stay with Jay, Cindy, and Rodney, and would treasure her time with them forever. But now it was time to move on to her next adventure. More stories are coming. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of the adventures of Madame Strange. This material is copyrighted, all rights reserved. Thanks so much for listening.